Aaron, a Wellington County Humane Society has a little more time to find a new place. The Upper Credit Humane Society, UCHS, which serves Aaron, Guelph, Aramosa and Halton Hills as well as taking in overflow animals from other shelters, had its lease renewed at the Town of Aaron-owned building at 5383 Trafalgar Road at the Wellington Road 124 intersection. The not-for-profit organization initially had to find a new home by October 2024, but the town announced in a press release the lease has been extended by 5 more years. "We've got a little bit of breathing room, which is kind of nice," said Lisa Petras, UCHS board chair, adding the lease will now be up in 2028. "After that, we definitely do have to be out, but that gives us 5 years to start preparing." Now with a firm deadline, Petras said it's more crucial than ever to find a suitable place. She has been looking, but so far a dozen or more prospects haven't panned out, with a recurring problem when Petras would go view the property. "A lot of these places were on Trafalgar Road towards Highway 7, and that's pretty much all Niagara Escarpment," Petras said. "There are different rules for building anything on the Niagara Escarpment. You have to go through a really lengthy application process and licensing and all this stuff. Not only is it time-consuming, but it's also really expensive." Petras said the UCHS is looking for something more private. For example, someone who can lease a few acres of land or donate it in kind. "We're really hoping to try to get the community more involved and see if we can get some flyers going or something, or knock on doors. We're trying to think of a way to do a campaign that can reach people," Petras said, noting a lot of people in the area are not frequently online enough to campaign exclusively on social media. This set deadline also gives UCHS much more time to fundraise, with Petras noting the relocation fund still has a long way to go. The board chair said the new location doesn't necessarily have to be in Aaron due to serving such a large area, but they would prefer to stay locally. "Everyone knows us here, and that's kind of the main community that we serve," Petras said. "Really, we're not going to be too picky, I think, at this point. We want to be able to serve the same area we're serving." More information on the UCHS and its events can be found here.